This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They're coming for your free will. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your very soul. And it is the animating contest of liberty. Your resistance to this evil force that will forge you like a sword in the fires of Vulcan, in the fires of Festus, will bring down the New World Order. Thank you so much for joining us on this live, global, September 1st worldwide transmission. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to hit right now? There's so much. Look at this crap. No whites allowed. Pfizer fellowship flagrantly violates the law, lawyers say. Pfizer says that they're going to only hire minorities, but no whites or Asians. Now, that's just getting used to social credit score and inequality. They're not trying to help black people or Hispanics. Give me a break. D.C. schools expand COVID vaccine mandate. Unlike most other districts, 40% of the students, who are almost all black, are not allowed to attend school because they won't take the experimental deadly shot. Oh, they love the black people. Pfizer really loves you. Don't let D.C.'s vaccine mandate expel 40% of black students. Civil rights group silent as D.C. blocks 40% of black kids from going to school. Yeah, this is Tuskegee on warp speed. Bank of America unveils zero down payment, zero closing costs, but balloon costs later. Oh, but it's liberal for black and Hispanic communities. Oh, they love you so much. Report, California school district textbook claims there are eight genders, actually claims 10. This is what's being taught in schools. Video, Tucker Carlson slams hospitals, chopping little boys' balls off. Look at this. Antifa was in Texas pointing guns at people, and they say on Twitter, major Twitter personalities say, anybody with an InfoWars shirt on, shoot them. Exposed. Radical assistant principal brags about discriminatory hiring practices to ensure subtle child indoctrination. It's a cult. 31-year-old transgender footballer celebrates being able to use same changing room as team because he's not just transgender, he's also trans age. And they go, yes, you can shower with the teenage girls. This is the best part of his life. That's how the pedophilia works, folks, see. I don't know if this person's involved in that, but I'm saying, it's like, oh, I identify as a child, I identify as a dog. Well, it'd be like if I showed up at a peewee baseball or peewee football thing with 10-year-olds, and I said, or 9-year-olds, or 8-year-olds, I said, I identify as 8 years old. I'm your new quarterback. And I see the videos of like adults playing sports with kids that say they're children, and the kids go along with it because they respect adults. I mean, this is sick. Texas high school teacher tells students not to judge pedophiles who abuse 5-year-olds. There's video of it. I mean, it goes on and on. Franklin High art teacher accused of having sex with students. It just goes on and on and on. And then I got this giant stack of news. Over 20 states file legal brief defending Navy service members who refuse COVID jab on religious grounds. Yeah, they won't let Djokovic in. They're attacking our children. They're attacking our military. The tyranny is ongoing. And they admit the shot doesn't work and it hurts you. Needs to stop now. You want to see the future? I'm going to cover this tomorrow. China, hundreds of thousands lined up at barricades to get their monthly COVID injection and COVID test to make sure they're allowed to have a job through their medical ID. That's the future of the world. And a huge new study that Joe Rogan sent me this morning. Regular use of ivermectin for COVID-19 led up to 92% reduction in COVID mortality rates in dose response. Big, giant study. They don't want you to have that. They wanted you to die. They don't want you to know this information, but you're going to get it out, folks. They're not going to stop you. And I cannot explain to you how big it'll be. If everybody just goes and gets a copy right now on Amazon.com of The Great Reset, The War for the World, you can get more copies, you get friends and family, do it. We want to send this to number one. It will have huge effects. It is the blueprint to taking down the enemy. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer, special guest, and more. This is key stuff coming up. The next level of censorship with Google has been discovered.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. But we've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
The front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer now taking over The Alex Jones Show. Great to be with you here on this Thursday. And it is a tremendous success story that we're able to have a top-selling book on Amazon, and quite frankly, on our website, it's done well as well. Those numbers don't go to Amazon, but that's a tremendous success story in the face of censorship. But that doesn't take away from the issue of big tech colluding with the Democrat Party to censor their opposition. And we have another instance of this with the popular website, used to be one of the top news websites on the internet, and that's WND.com. You've probably been there a lot, read a lot of their stories over the years. And we're being joined now by their managing editor, David Kuplian. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If not, David, you can correct me. And he's an award-winning journalist, longtime managing editor of WND.com, the best-selling author of The Marketing of Evil, and so much more. And so, David, you guys have been enduring the big tech censorship for a while. Talk about that. But first, what was the most recent instance that you guys were enduring that is, quite frankly, a little shocking and disturbing, what we saw?
Yeah, thanks, Owen. It is pretty shocking because, you know, everybody in the conservative space is used to getting, taken down, suppressed, demeaned, defamed, deplatformed by big tech. As we, WND has going back to 2014 before most other conservative site got it. And we were demonetized by them last year, which, you know, the advertising based business model that most online news sites work from has been destroyed by that. But what happened recently, we're almost 2 weeks now, where Google suddenly decided to basically blacklist WND. And so what happens is if you go to Google and you put in WND or WND.com, or really any writer or headline at WND, you get taken to a page that says, I'll read it to you. It says, warning. Visiting this website may harm your computer! Exclamation point. Okay, so what's that all about? So we find out that there was temporarily, like 2 weeks ago, a new ad that came onto the site that apparently had a piece of malware on it, which was immediately taken off. Like 2 weeks ago, this ad was taken off of our site. Okay. And yet here we are almost 2 weeks later, and anybody in the world who goes to worldnetdaily.com, WND.com, they get this warning. And now here's the irony, Owen. If you click through on that, when that thing that says warning, there's a couple of paragraphs that say, you know, turn back, because this is like, you know, a nuclear explosion on your computer. If you do this, it says, if you want to see, I'm paraphrasing, you want to see what we found on this website, yeah, there it is. Safe browsing diagnostic page. You click on that, and you know what you get? You get something that says, quote, no unsafe content found. It's been like that night and day for 2 weeks. No unsafe content found. And yet, they're effectively blacklisting WND. And then here's the even for me, the worst part is that the lifeblood of a big news site is your email list. We have hundreds of thousands of people. We've been around more than 25 years. We have a big email list. People that have subscribed to our email list, okay, they are emailing us night and day and saying, your emails are going to my spam folder. It doesn't matter how many times you know how you can go in and designate, this is not spam, I want this to come to my inbox, okay? They do that no matter how many times, it still goes to their spam folder. Some of them are even telling us when you click on the links, like, you know, news sites, they promote their latest breaking news. There's links in there. You click on the link, and the link is dead. You can't click through to the story because, don't you know, it's dangerous. So I think along what's been happening is that the email providers are taking their cue from Google. They're following Google's lead. Google is saying this is an unsafe site. And so the email providers, I guess understandably from their point of view, are saying this is an unsafe site. We're not going to deliver the emails to the intended recipients. So it's all a crock. And even, again, by their own diagnostics, Google says there's nothing here. This is all political. They hate us because we're conservative and Christian and love America and don't believe men can become women, et cetera, et cetera. And that's really what it boils down to.
And whether they realize this or not, my guess is that they do. Most people who browse through the internet, just they're ignorant. They don't know what's going on. And so let's say they find a story that piques their interest somewhere on the internet. They click it. And then this warning pops up. Well, they're going to exit out. They're going to see this and they're going to think, well, okay, I don't want to harm my computer. Maybe this is a virus. Maybe this is malware. Maybe this is, you know, some fake site or something. So they just click out. And so this is another way of censoring the truth by having unknowing, indifferent, ignorant people. Oh, look, this is an interesting story about the COVID vaccine, or this is an interesting story about the inflation bill. This is an interesting story about, I'm going to click WND.com. Boom, they click it. And then this warning pops up. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. And so this is what they do for people that don't know any better. Now people have been following WorldNet Daily, WND.com, for a long time. They know better. They say, I know this isn't malware. I know this isn't a virus site. I'll find a way to get through this block that Google has put on you. But how long has WorldNet Daily been online?
Longer than Google. We were founded in 1997, so we're in our 26th year. We've all seen the photos of Google, how it started in the garage of Sergey Brin and the other guy, you know, and so forth, and grew from there. We were around first, and honestly, since you asked me that, Owen, back then the internet was like, it was like the Wild West, you know. Not a lot of rules, lots of dangers and stuff. But man, you could go out and homestead something and really do something out there. And that's, there we go. There's the Google in its initial humble phase before it became evil. So this is the internet is like the opposite now of what it was then. It was wide open spaces. You can do great things if you got the energy and the initiative and the vision, which Joseph Farah was the founder of WND way back in 1997. And a lot of people said, this is a fad. You know, it's slow and this is going to go away. But they said that about television too. And now, of course, it's the entire gateway to information in the world. And the primary gatekeeper of that information is Google. Google decides what you can see and what you can't see. And so what's really strange is, like, I don't know if Google ever actually can deplatform somebody because they're a search engine as opposed to, like, Twitter. I know InfoWars has been deplatformed by all these different sites and platforms. But they're coming as close as they can to deplatforming us by blacklisting us in this way. Because, honestly, all of us, I have turned away. I go to some site I've never heard of, just like you said, Owen, and say, okay, this is a dangerous site. There's something weird here. No, I don't want to screw up my computer, so I turn back. It's understandable. And so we're blessed that we have a large following that's been there for a very long time, who say, no, this is BS, and this is WND. I've gone here every day for years, so they see through it. But the damage is still done, and as I say, arguably as bad or worse as what they're doing to the email, because they're poisoning our email. People are not, email is how you promote your stories, it's how you sell things, it's how you raise donations. It's really your lifeblood.
It's how you reach the people
and mess it. It's how you reach the people, and it's we really couldn't survive without it.
And folks, look, I don't say these things lightly like the Democrats. I don't want to see violence, but I mean, sabotaging communications is an act of war.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Federal government censorship collusion continues, and now their latest trend with Google is if it's a site that they don't want you to go to, they just put a warning label up. We're talking to World Net Daily's David Kupelian right now on this story. And it's just shocking because I've seen this everywhere. They have new ways of censorship. If they can't just totally erase you or take you off of your servers or remove you from Twitters and Facebooks, whatever, they're going to find a way. They're going to shut down your email chain. They're going to put up warnings on all the browsers and tech that they control so people don't go to your website. It's really amazing stuff. And Matt Drudge said it right, David. He said, they want us all in internet ghettos. And I always think about this because it's something that is hard for people to fully comprehend. And I think I'm really starting to understand what Matt Drudge meant. And it's like this. When InfoWars was allowed on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, but let's just say YouTube, if this show went live on YouTube right now, 100,000 tuned in immediately, just right out of the gate, it'd be 100,000. But for some reason, we can't recreate that number anywhere else. So people only want to go into the ghetto. They're used to being in the ghetto. They live in the ghetto, these internet ghettos. And so that's the problem, David. It's like, I'm sure once you guys got hit with the censorship at WorldNet Daily, I'm guessing it affected your bottom line. How did that affect your traffic? How did that affect your bottom line when it came to finances and advertising?
It's a little early to say, but I can say that donations dropped. I write a lot of the donation pitches. They're not just sort of canned donations. They're very, very prayerful, from the heart donation pitches to people that have read us and relied on us for a long time. And it's a good barometer of what the support level is. That dropped way down. And that has to be because simultaneously we're hearing from people saying, hey, your emails are going to my spam folder. I don't check my spam folder and my job. I get literally thousands of emails every single day. Okay. I don't check my spam folder every day. And that means a lot of people don't. So they're just missing it. The people that say, hey, this is going to my spam folder. Okay. They're seeing it and they're emailing us. But for every one that that's happening to, there are many where they're just missing it. So that's one measure of it. Traffic is down. We got something like Joseph Farah said, he's one analytic said it was down like 10%. Okay. 10% is huge. Okay. When you're operating on margins, WND used to pull down a lot of money per year in gross revenue back when the internet was free. And I remember, six figure advertising contracts for a single advertiser for a year, and a lot of those. So that is what supported us. We had over 50 employees and it was really going then, and big tech came and destroyed the whole advertising based business model, not just for us, but for everybody. That's why you have to support yourself with products, with an ad free option, the insider, basically readers have to support you. That is the new model for pretty much everybody in our space, whichever ghetto we happen to be in. But, and the thing is, Owen, if you want to like drill down, like why are they doing this? In our case, we don't have to guess because they told us, that when they demonetized us, they told us two things. One I already mentioned about, I'll read it to you. Google does not allow content that incites hatred against the usual, veterans, religions, old age, disability, as though anybody in the world criticizes people because they're old or disabled. And then they get to the real thing. Oh, on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity. Oh, that's it. Okay, so if we object to, castrating and doing mastectomies on children, which sounds like something out of Hitler Germany, then we are, that's hatred, okay? And the other thing is that they said, Google does not allow content that promotes harmful health claims or relates to a current major health crisis. I wonder what that could be. And contradicts authoritative scientific consensus, like Anthony Fauci.
Authoritative, so, yes. Respect my authority.
Right. So we, ever since the beginning of really of the pandemic, 2.5 years ago, WND has been, it's been a strong suit for us. We have repeatedly, interviewed all Dr. McCulloughs and Malones and Zelenkos and all the rest of it. And we've really been on the edge of promoting the, off-label uses of, yes, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all that from
By the way, they just came out. The CDC now admits ivermectin is good for COVID. They just published that.
Yes. Yeah, after a whole lot of people died from not having it because it's a cheap, effective, already safe and effective, according to the FDA, drug, so therefore we can't use it. And the same thing with the vaccines. We publicized the fact that the CDC redefined the word vaccine to make it fit what the mRNA and the other vaccine, other, whatever you want to call
and
them.
And you showed the two definitions. You showed the before definition and the post definition.
Yeah. And of course, they say we redefined it in order to provide greater transparency. Can you believe it? It's like they're covering their
greater transparency. We're changing the language for greater transparency. And then that's what they do too. They build up these protected social groups. They prop up and build up these protected social groups, say it's gay people or trans people. And then, you can't say anything about them or they ban you. That's what Google is telling you now.
That's exactly right. That's really what it comes down to. What's news right now is what they don't want. In other words, what's really truthful having to do with, Joe Biden and his agenda, and Biden is a puppet, the people behind him, having to do with COVID, having to do with immigration, having to do with this whole transgender craze and with the social media, driven mass hysteria where you have all these, you have, just to give you an example, the mass hysteria, there is a whole thing where tons of teenage girls have developed what appears to be Tourette's syndrome just from watching people with Tourette's syndrome on TikTok. Okay, it's just you can read about it. It's a psychological, spiritual phenomenon where if you are insecure and you are in an emotional state, you can actually draw in these attributes. Little children become like their parents. This is not
I'd never heard about that. That is literally straight out of a South Park episode. I feel every day I'm in a South Park episode.
Right. But that Owen, has been well documented and written up in peer-reviewed medical journal as a real phenomenon. So therefore, the same thing. There you go. So somebody's quick on the trigger there. That's good. The same thing with this trans thing. You have these because of social media and you have you have all these people on social media, and as our friend Tucker Carlson said recently, having a purple-haired loser with a nose ring tell your six-year-old to get a sex change is not why.
Exactly, and they're influencing kids to have those surgeries. Well, I'm going to make sure I go directly to WND.com now so that I can't be censored from seeing your.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for affordable food. So go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
One more segment here with David Capellian, the managing editor at WorldNet Daily, WND.com. And I'm telling you, it's the oddest thing. You could have 100,000 people tuned in to InfoWars on YouTube, excited. Oh, it's InfoWars. It's Alex Jones. And then the screen would go blank, and they say, "What happened?" Well, they got banned off of YouTube. But you can go to Banned Video and watch the same thing. Well, I don't want to go to Banned Video though. So it's like the same thing. It's like if they don't see WorldNet Daily on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or Google, then people just don't go there. I don't understand the psychology, but that's what it is. It's something about the mainstream. There's something about it's the same psychology of why people like watching live TV. Like you feel like you're part of the group, you feel like you're in the in crowd,
And so it's the same thing with these internet ghettos. Matt Drudge really had the foresight there. But there's all other kinds of things going on. We've got Biden about to give his speech tonight. You know, his last soul of the nation speech is what he calls it. He called for unity. He said we need to not treat each other like enemies. Well, now all the rhetoric building up to his new soul of the nation address that he's going to be giving soon has been divisive, hate-filled rhetoric, accusing anybody that's not a Democrat of basically being a terrorist. What do you expect from Joe Biden in his soul of the nation speech? Do you think he's going to be more divisive, perhaps the most divisive speech in American history, or do you think he's going to go back to the unifying message that we all know is BS?
He'll probably try to do both. He'll probably try to touch on the unifying thing. But, Owen, let me, you're hitting a hot wire here with me here. Let me just say something about this. This whole business of, you know, that we're all fascists or semi-fascists and Nazis, the whole people, you know, that were flummoxed. We see that parents go to school board meetings and they stand up and say, stop indoctrinating my children with communist propaganda. And then the DOJ brands them as domestic terrorists and violent extremists. We keep seeing this kind of stuff. If you are if you oppose them in any way, you are a white supremacist. America is the least racist nation, in case anybody didn't know, in the history of the world. It is the most successful multi-ethnic nation ever. This is the least racist nation, but somehow all of us are white supremacists, terrorists, and so forth. And I contend, Owen, that they have been speaking to us in code, really, until recently. Just recently, they started talking all about, like, Christian nationalists, white Christian nationalists, always it has this little nasty sort of racist sounding words and so forth. Okay. But basically what they're really opposed to is Christianity. They're opposed to Christian, the great center right American middle class that's Christian, that is that believes in the Constitution, that believes in the Judeo-Christian morals that this country and culture was based on, that's the engine of America, you know, culturally and financially and economically, the center-right middle class. That is what they're at war with, and that is essentially what we call Judeo-Christian, Judeo-Old Testament, Christian New Testament, basically biblical values, the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, the values that made America great, that made, you know, I've been a journalist for 40 years now. I started during the Reagan term, and it was Morning in America. And basically, this was not a theocracy. It was just a basically Judeo-Christian, freedom-loving country. Okay? And they hate that because the truth is the people that run Google and the rest of it, you talk about the New World Order and the World Economic Forum and the Biden administration, all these people, they're loyal to something else that most of us, most of the people listening right now, they may have an idea because they're paying attention. They know what it is, but they can't really feel the way these people feel. You're talking about a class of sociopaths, people who can look right into a camera, meaning looking into the eyes of millions of people or the television camera, and lie without any conflict. Okay, these are people that could, you know, pass the polygraph test. They don't have any inner conflict, any conscience over lying. We don't, you and I and people listening don't have feelings like this. We might know what it is to be angry or upset or greedy or whatever. We don't know what it is to dream of controlling entire populations of people. Those thoughts at our very worst never occur to us, okay? So we're dealing with some very dark-hearted souls going on here, and that's really this world has always been a battleground between good and evil, okay? And it goes on in our minds, and it projects out into the world. That's what we're caught up in here, and there are a lot of good people out there in America, a lot of really good, decent people that are just as appalled as you and I are at everything they're seeing. But unfortunately, the oligarchy, the people in power right now that have the upper hand, are the ones that I'm describing. And it really, if you boil it all down, it is a war against God and therefore against Christianity, against God and his commandments and his ways, because that's what this world has always been about. It's been a war between good and evil, and we're in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, and I mean, it feels like we're at the peak of it, but then the calendar turns, and then you feel like you're at the peak of it again, and we're just flying to these midterms now, 68 days away. You know that there's going to be some big, crazy development in between now and then. That's just how these things go. And I'm so glad, you know, getting into the psychology of it, I try to get into the psychology of it a lot because it's important for people to understand that aspect of it. Because when you understand where it's coming from at a psychological level, you can recognize what's evil and what's not. Now, some of the psychology we can relate to, a lot of it we just have to recognize and observe. But that's it exactly. People get confused, say, why, how can they be such liars? How can they stare us right in the eye and lie to us time and time again? How can they be such thieves? How can they be such thieves? Funding all these wars across this planet, spending trillions of dollars as Americans are struggling to make ends meet. How can they be such low-life scum? How can they have such disdain and hatred for the American people? Yeah, exactly. We can't relate to that. We don't want other people to suffer. We don't want to control other people. And that's why I try to get mostly young people to understand, but everybody needs to understand the very psychology of the American left versus the American right. The American left wants to control you. They believe in human control, and they want to be the control factor, whereas the American right believes in self-control, self-government. You're in charge of yourself, live and let live, where on the left it's no, you can't be in control of yourself, therefore I need to be in control of yourself. And when people understand that, they'll understand, okay, now I know why the left-wing ideology has been the most blood-drenched ideology in world history.
And on one thing, one really great trick they have, this is why Biden is calling us all fascists, why they call Donald Trump worse than Hitler, because if you or I or your listeners were alive during Nazi Germany and the Third Reich, and we had opportunity to lie, cheat, steal, rig an election in order to get rid of Hitler and to save millions of lives, will we do it? Damn right. It would be immoral not to. It would be a moral imperative. There were 16 known plots to assassinate Hitler. They all failed. And all those people are considered heroes to this day. So by calling not just Trump, but, you know, half of his followers are deplorables, all that, by calling us terrorists and Nazis and Hitler, it somehow, if you're in Hitler Germany, there are no rules. You know, Klaus von Stauffenberg and all the rest of it, they were lying. They're at war. War is deception, said Sun Tzu. They're behind enemy lines. Of course they're lying and cheating. And so the left loves it where there are no rules.
But see, and that's the other thing, too, because they want us dead. That's why. They want us dead, and they want to justify it by calling us Nazis.
Well, you know, we lost 400,000 people in World War II to stop the Nazis.
And then we hired 100 of their scientists. David Kapelian, thank you so much for joining us, folks. You got to go right to WND.com now, WorldNet Daily. Been around for decades. You got to go right to their website now because they're getting banned everywhere. I know I'm going to make that a habit when I'm looking for my news from WND.com. David, thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Segment for me. Who's up next? I think it's Paul Joseph Watson hosting next here on the Alex Jones Show. Then Mike Adams. And then Mike Adams will be back with me on the War Room later with some breaking news. I got a big War Room coming up today as well. And of course, everything we do here is only made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You've done a great job helping us get The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones to the top of many charts on Amazon, and of course, we've sold thousands of copies on our own site, InfoWarsStore.com as well. But we have the sales coming to an end after this weekend, and you're going to want to take advantage of it before it's over. 50% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Those sales are coming to a conclusion in just 4 days. DNA Force Plus, the elite flagship supplement of InfoWars Store. Just look into telomere support for yourself, the CoQ10, the PQQ, all of it. That's the elite supplement. And then, of course, fish oil, one of the most popular supplements, good for cardiovascular health, brain health. Everybody knows about fish oil. We went out, sourced out the highest quality ingredients, and put it into Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's still in stock. These two supplements sell out quite frequently, but we got both in stock and on sale right now. But those sales coming to an end after this weekend. So get to InfoWarsStore.com before it's too late. All right, I want to address something here. In fact, guys, did you guys get those tweets that I sent you to print, please? Can you bring those in to me? So I'm trying to think of the best way to handle this. And really the best way is to just do this and then get into the commentary. And that's to say, there are individuals, probably dozens, if not even maybe hundreds, who watch this transmission. They're tuned in right now at Media Matters and other places. Hi, guys. You watch us every day. Hello. And their only job is to tune in here and then write negative stories about us. And that's all they do. And two of the most recent examples, and Alex played one of them earlier, and that was on the Young Turks. And they upload the segment where they're talking about Alex Jones because they all watch the show. Alex Jones tells his audience to use political violence and prepare for war, so they're insinuating that Alex Jones calls for violence, and then you play the clip, and there's no calls for violence whatsoever. That just doesn't even exist. And so you also had a new individual. This must be the new one. Hi, Ari. Hello, it's nice to meet you. It looks like you just got a job at Media Matters. Your job is now to watch InfoWars and write hit pieces on us. Congratulations. Sounds like a great life. I'm sure your parents are proud of you. And so she's watching, and she saw me hosting the other day, and she says, if I worked for Alex Jones, I'd be very careful. What I tell my audience is a false flag. But I guess Owen Schroyer's built different. Yeah, Ari, I am built different. But that's neither here nor there. Now, here's what's funny. The story that I'm covering that she even puts in the video, because we put it on the screen. We don't just make crap up around here and just give you false rhetoric around here. I mean, there's a reason why there's 100 news stories on the desk every day, and the crew is in there piling through news stories, and every guest we have says, wow, you guys are good. You pulled that story up I just mentioned. Because the crew's sitting in there just typing away, getting all the news stories pulled up, putting it all there for documentation. So we document, I would say, 90% of the stuff that we cover here with the documents, the stories, what have you, the videos. 90% of what we cover is fully, completely documented. Now, it's a talk show that's teleprompter-free, so it's impossible to document everything because I'm flying off the cuff here. But, folks, so she insinuates, she says, Owen Schroyer is saying that this is a false flag. The story I'm reading that she's covering, the headline is literally false alarm. That's literally the headline in the story that I'm covering, and it's even in the video. See, there's the story right there. See, that's how fast the crew works. I don't have the story in front of me, but there they have it. Bomb threat at Boston Children's Hospital was false alarm. So I cover that story talking about how Jussie Smollett fakes hate crimes, talking about how AOC makes up stories about how what happened to her on January 6th. There's all these different examples. They're investigating this BYU athlete that claims someone called her the N-word. There's been a large investigation. Nobody can find any proof of it. So you liberals fake crap all the time. That's all you do. Just like Chris Jaco pretending he was in Kuwait getting bombed. He's in a basement in Atlanta. Fake news CNN. There's a whole news story out there about how you guys fake stuff all the time. And then I'm just covering a story that says it's a false alarm. And Media Matter says, wow, Owen Schroyer says false flag. So, okay, you guys are liars. That's your job. You hate us. You want us dead. I get it. I know that's who you are. Here's what I find funny. And this is really what it comes down to. And you're doing the same, and they do the same thing to Matt Walsh now. You guys just want us all dead. Chrissy Strope, white Christian terrorists like Matt Walsh are going to get people killed. What did Matt Walsh do? He shares a public profile page of a doctor who brags about adolescent top surgery. That's all he did. It's a public page, and he just shares it. And liberals say, oh, he's trying to get you killed. No, you're the ones that want us killed. But you're too cowardly to actually face us, because here's my point. So Ari Drennan is tuned in right now. She might even do a video or a story about this segment. But here's what I've noticed. Like, when I called out Ron Flapowski the other day, he has not mentioned us once since then. Because he's a total fraud and a coward. So here's what I say to the Media Matters team that's tuned in today. And Ari, I'm sure you're tuned in today, too. It's your job. Why don't you ever come on air and debate us? I'm just curious. If you're so intellectually superior, if your political savvy is so superior to ours, if you're so much smarter and brighter and better than we are, then why don't you ever come on the air to debate us? Why don't you ever engage in political discourse? Why do you hide behind your computer desks, typing away, watching us 24/7, writing hit pieces about us because you want us dead? Why don't you ever open up for a public debate? If you don't want to come on this platform, fine. Why don't you ever reach out for comment? You never reach out for comment the hundreds of times you've written about me. Not once have I ever received an email requesting comment. Why don't we do it on your platform? You want to have a debate? Let's do it on your platform. You guys can hire the team. Hire a whole team of people to try to confuse me and trick me. Please bring it on. I welcome the day liberals will finally debate. I'm begging for the day I can actually get into a political debate with a liberal Democrat again. You won't do it because you know you're intellectually inferior, you know your policies don't work, and you're cowards and frauds. So you tune in here every day listening to Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer, and it's your job to tune in here and write negative stories about us. But for all the hours you spend watching and all the hours you spend trying to destroy us and get us killed, you will never face us, will you? You'll never confront us in person. You'll never send us a request for comment on your stories. And you'll never come on the air to debate. And I just wonder why. But we all know why, don't we? We all know why. Because you know you can't debate. And you know if you tried to debate, you would get absolutely annihilated and embarrassed. But here's your chance every time one of these new Media Matters members pops up to watch us and write hit pieces about us, I always offer them the same thing. Come on air and debate. Come on air and prove how bad I am. Come on air and prove how dumb I am. Come on air and prove how intellectually and morally superior to me and more informed you are than me. Go ahead and do it. So far, I'm 0 for ever trying to get you on the air. So let's see what happens. So this is how it goes every time, folks. They watch the show. They write hit pieces about us. They never reach out for comment. I come on the air and say, why don't you ever reach out for comment? Why won't you ever come on the air and debate? And then they never cover me again. Whether it's Jared Holt or Ron Flapowski or now it's or Timothy Johnson or maybe now it's Ari Drennan. So come on, Ari. You say I'm built different. Come on here and explain it. You say I shouldn't be telling people about a false flag, even though it's the actual Boston Children's Hospital saying it was a false alarm. Tell me how you've got me. Tell me how you've figured it out. Tell me how wrong I am, Ari. You won't do it because you're a coward and a fraud, just like all your cohorts at Media Matters and just like all your liberal Democrat friends in this country. And just like the Democrats that won't debate Republicans. Not a single Democrat will have a debate before the midterm.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.